Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Incredible victories this year at the United States Supreme Court, precedent-setting cases that will have an impact for generations to come. We'll talk about them on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, Matt, first of all, we had the privilege to be able to file an amicus brief in this precedent-setting case in favor of a Denver area website designer.
Yeah, 303 Creative. That is a case out of Colorado. And that pitted the LGBTQ agenda against religious freedom and free speech.
Yeah, because Lori Smith is a website designer in Colorado, and she just wanted to be able to express her creative designs in her websites, but without being forced to promote LGBT agenda.
You know, certainly like at this time of the year when we celebrate Christmas, there are elements that try to censor people's expression of mm-hmm. Christmas because it's Christian in nature. And right. in this particular case, this Denver, Colorado website designer had some other similar situation where her entire expression that she puts into websites with regards to weddings was being co-opted by the government.
Right.
And they wanted her, if she is going to enter into that arena of creating websites regarding weddings, that she would have to follow the government narrative, and that would be to promote and glamorize and put her talents to use with regards to a same-sex wedding as well.
You know, and I interviewed Lori before the Supreme Court released its decision, and she's just a sweet lady and just said, I have a talent I want to use in my website design, but I don't want to be forced to go against my religious beliefs and in promoting the LGBT agenda or same-sex marriage. I can't do that.
And this was a law that covered all of the state of Colorado. It's Colorado's Anti-Discrimination Act. And in that Anti-Discrimination Act, it included expressive activities such as Lori Smith. So Lori Smith, she designs websites, but she designs websites for a specific kind of expression. And she wants to work with a couple, a man and a woman, who are going into the marriage vows to create a website for them that would be specific for their wedding to be able to express creatively the beauty of their wedding and their impending
right.
marriage. But and now what she can't do is do something that is completely against her faith.
Right. This Colorado state law censors and coerces the speech of creative professionals, just like Jack Phillips, the cake designer. He's fought the same law, and we've been trying to make him make cakes to support same-sex weddings.
You know, it makes no sense. Take, for example, take this out of the whole LGBTQ agenda and put it into a different agenda. And I think most people would say, oh, yeah, I get that. That's a no-brainer. Put it in the context of, say, a Jewish artist, a Jewish painter, and that Jewish painter is well known for doing various kinds of artistic work, or not well known, but it's just a painter. He or she does paintings. So now somebody comes up to this Jewish painter and says, I want you to paint a picture of this KKK rally. And you would say, well, wait a minute, but aren't you anti-Semitic? Or an African-American painter, and somebody wants them to paint something glamorizing a KKK event. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you think that that African-American painter or that Jewish painter should be able to say, no, I'm not going to do that. That would be something I'm not going to do. You can't force me to create something that I am repugnant to, that is my right to free speech. You can't force someone to actually paint something that they oppose. Take, for example, a photographer. A photographer does all kinds of photography, and they get a call from someone and said, We'd like for you to create a memorial book dedicated to the 50-year anniversary of our organization. And we're going to have an event this weekend, and we'd love for you to be the photographer of the event, and we'll pay you. And what's the event? The photographer says, well, it's a anti-Jewish event. We are people who support Hamas, and we want to glorify October 7 with the slaughtering of the Jews and the Israelis. And they would say, No, I can't. I'm not going to glorify something like that. I'm not going to glorify or create a memorial book that glorifies, for example, a KKK rally.
And you should have the freedom to say no to
you
that.
You should have the freedom to say no and say, okay, well, I understand. Do you have somebody else that you can refer me to? And they go on to somebody else, or they find somebody else that either does it, or they don't find anybody that does it. But you can't force that one person to say,
right.
No, I'm going to be forced to use my talents and skills to create something that I disagree with. Makes no sense. And that's what happened here. Colorado mm-hmm. says if you create websites or a wide variety of other expressive activities, not just websites, but if you do something like that for the public, and the subject matter in this case is marriage or weddings, then when someone comes to you and they want to celebrate a same-sex wedding, what if they want to celebrate a group sex wedding, you know, or something like that, where they have multiple people getting married.
Yeah.
And you say, no, that violates my beliefs. Colorado said, well, if you refuse, you will be punished. If you want to work in this area, you're going to have to use your artistic skills to promote something that you disagree with. Well, fortunately, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of 303 Creative and against Colorado. And it's a great First Amendment victory for free speech and free exercise of religion particularly, but free speech in general. And it is broader than a free exercise of religion, because this is a free speech victory. And the reason it's a free speech victory, while that's even more important, is because everybody has the right to free speech. But not everybody has a religious belief. So if it was only based on freedom of religion, while that might have helped 303 Creative, it might not have helped another entity that doesn't have a religious component but has the same right not to have their creative talents co-opted by the government.
Right. We all have a right to our opinion, to our beliefs, but not to impose them upon someone else.
And that was a huge victory in 2023. Another victory was involving a former postal carrier. The United States Supreme Court unanimously ruled in his favor, Gerald Groff. He was forced to quit his job at the U.S. Postal Service for not working on Sundays. Now, he originally was accommodated to have off on Sundays, and then the Postal Service entered into a contract to do mail for Amazon, and Amazon said, no, you got to have these people work on Sundays. So the Postal Service would not accommodate him, so he was terminated. He quit, couldn't continue. And then he filed a lawsuit under Title VII, the federal employment law, that says you cannot discriminate against employees on the account of religion.
And he considered Sundays to be his day of worship and rest. So that was what he was asking for. I would like Sundays off to accommodate my religious beliefs.
And they had previously accommodated him, but then when they got the Amazon contract, they refused to accommodate him anymore.
Right.
So the case went all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. And in the decisions below, some of the courts did rely upon a previous Supreme Court precedent going back to 1977. And that is the Trans World Airline case. In that particular case, Trans World Airlines, the major airline company at the time, had a Title VII claim against it. It went up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And this is the decade of the 70s. This is 1971, Lemon versus Kurtzman, that we got overruled in 2022 with our Shurtleff case and the Coach Kennedy case.
That was when the activist Supreme Court
was
happening.
This is the decade of 1973, abortion.
Mm-hmm.
This is the decade of this Trans World Airline case, which they weakened Title VII protections for people of faith in the workplace.
And the Lemon test as well, right?
Yeah, and they also, this is the decade too, 1978, of the affirmative action in college admissions cases, mm-hmm. which also got overruled.
Right.
So four big cases got overruled in 2022, 2023. So that case set a very low standard that employers have to meet in order to win a Title VII accommodation claim, and that was what caused him to lose. The U.S. Supreme Court overruled the 1977 case, the so-called de minimis standard, and now as a result, employees have a stronger protection in the workplace like they should have had from 1964's Civil Rights Act, but which was gutted in 1977.
Yeah, so we praise God for these great victories for religious freedom.
Huge victories, and that will certainly help us in some of our vax mandate cases and so many other cases as well. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.